Welcome to episode 11 of the Radio Live Transmission Podcast, the podcast in which I bring you music reviews from music lovers. I am your host, Ryan. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Today, I'm going to be reviewing three new releases, actually. Typically, I do two reviews on any one of these episodes, but today I am going to be doing three. First, I will be doing a review of the Mastodon EP that came out on September 22nd, which is called Cold Dark Place. And after that, I will be giving you a review of the new Primitive Man album, which is called Caustic, and also the new album from Liam Gallagher, which is called As You Were. So why don't we get into talking about the Cold Dark Place EP from Mastodon. It's hard to even call Mastodon a metal band anymore. I mean, they have such crossover appeal at this point. I guess I'd call them prog, sludge, metal, rockers, I guess. Release a four-song EP, which is called Cold Dark Place, which is music that was primarily written by guitarist Brent Hines, and which the band decided to expand upon during the sessions for the Emperor of Sand album that they released earlier this year. And interestingly, when I first listened to Cold Dark Place, the first thing I noticed is that it seems much more free of the sort of bonds that sort of held back the album Emperor of Sand at times. I'm not sure if that's due to the fact that the material on this EP was mostly penned by Hines, then expanded upon by the band, or if it's just the sort of that the standalone nature of an EP allowed for more creative exploration. I got a sort of similar vibe when listening to this EP that I did when I first heard the album Crack the Sky, which was also an album that Brent Hines was in a large part responsible for coming up with the sort of main ideas and the ideas that were the catalysts for that record. So, I mean, either way, Cold Dark Place, in my opinion, accomplishes more in its 22-minute runtime than Emperor of Sand could do in 50 minutes. Yeah, songs like Northside Star and Blue Walsh, you know, which balance the more proggy side of Mastodon with accessibility remarkably well, are a testament to what the band are capable of. And it makes this listener sort of scratch his head every time I hear a track like Show Yourself, which was one of the singles from Emperor of Sand. The track Toe to Toes, you know, it sort of switches back and forth between a sort of full anthemic sound to a slightly more melancholic sound. And then the closer, which is the title track, points in the direction of melodic, climactic, you know, closing tracks of Mastodon's past, like the track Hearts Alive from the album Leviathan, and also the track Pendulous Skin, which was from Blood Mountain. You know, perhaps Emperor of Sand, even if it's not as consistent a release as some of their earlier efforts, or even, you know, as consistent as this EP, perhaps that album, you know, boosted Mastodon's confidence again after they sort of spent a couple albums exploring and to a certain extent becoming more of a heavy sort of radio rock band, I'd say. So perhaps this sort of re-energized Mastodon have decided, you know, to focus on which pieces of their particular musical puzzle work the most to their advantage. And I certainly hope that, you know, that's what they would come out of working on this EP. And I think that the next Mastodon release, full-length release, will be, you know, the true test of their evolution and their maturation. So I would give Cold Dark Place a rating of 8 out of 10. And for suggested listening, you know, I'd really say just listen to the entire thing. Like I said, it's 22 minutes long. It's not a huge chunk of time. But if you need, you know, if you just want to listen to one track or two tracks, check out Toe to Toes and also the title track, Cold Dark Place. All right, so moving on. Now we're going to talk about the new record from the doom metal band Primitive Man. It's an album entitled Caustic, and it came out on October 6th. So Denver's Primitive Man return with a second full-length album, which is pretty much hell-bent on testing your resolve as a listener. Caustic is 78 minutes of blackened, sludgy, noisy, nihilistic doom metal in the vein of previous Primitive Man releases, you know, to an extent. That this album just drags itself and the listener along at a sort of maddeningly slow pace. I have to be honest here, it took me about four listens before I made it through the entirety of this record in one sitting. I began to wonder at about my third listen if Primitive Man intended this record to be more of a mission statement of sorts than a true album. Or perhaps, you know, whether they meant it more as just an experiment in prolonged oral brutality. But the guitarist / vocalist, Ethan McCarthy, has a pretty extensive background in noise, and that informs much of this record, Caustic, with near constant swells of feedback and some truly disturbing instrumental passages, i.e. the title track and also a track called The Weight, as in W-E-I-G-H-T. This particular listener wished that these passages had been expanded on a bit more to sort of enhance and amplify that, you know, sort of effect of unsettling and disturbing the listener. But Primitive Man's modus operandi on this release wouldn't allow them to really dwell that long on any single idea. The remainder of the tracks are long, just brooding exercises in austerity that make most other doom metal bands sound festive in comparison. Occasionally, the band pick up the pace a little bit, or they inject a bit of melody into the sound, but those instances are few and far between and hardly enough to save all but the most dedicated listeners from most likely hitting the stop button. One element of the band's aesthetic that piqued my curiosity, and it also helped to hold my attention, you know, through the desolation of this record, is McCarthy's lyrics. You know, many doom metal vocalists, you know, and just metal vocalists in general, they look more outward for inspiration, choosing themes that are at a macro cosmic level, i.e. war and human extinction and mythology and religion, etc. But McCarthy tends to focus the camera on his own personal life lyrically, you know, spitting vitriol at those around him on tracks like My Will and also the track Victim, or detailing the sort of the life of the modern slave, the worker as fuel for a, you know, a capitalist system that's bent on chewing him up and spitting him out to make room for the next drone in line. You know, the overall feeling of the lyrics may be nihilistic, but it can also feel cathartic, especially if taken in small doses. I found it pretty appropriate that Primitive Man closed the album with the noise-laden track Absolutes. You know, it's a good analogy that came to mind is that it's as if the band just beat the shit out of you for 70 minutes and then they left you by the side of the road to die a slow death. It's not the most uplifting musical expression out there, but it's unique and it's visceral and it's worth giving a chance if you have inclinations toward metal. And I can't stress that enough. You need to have an inclination towards any metal that would fall under the, you know, the metal sort of tent to really get into this record at all. So I gave Primitive Man's Caustic a rating of 7 out of 10. And for suggested listening, I would check out the track My Will or the track Victim. Make sure you ease yourself in with this one, unless you're somebody who's accustomed to really noisy, abrasive, punishing, doom, sludge, noisy metal. So, just a warning. Okay, so the last review that I'm going to do for today is for the first solo album from former Oasis and BDI frontman Liam Gallagher. This album was also released on October 6th. So, you know, on the opposite side of the aesthetic coin from Primitive Man is Liam Gallagher's first solo album, which is entitled As You Were. Apparently the title comes from Gallagher's use of the phrase to end all of his tweets, I guess. I find it sort of oddly appropriate that the phrase is one used to tell another person to sort of go back to what it was he or she was doing before you needed their attention. before some of the tunes on this record got under my skin, I felt that the record was little more than background music, to be honest, with very little to engage my ear or my brain, which is certainly a far cry from my experience with Oasis and, to a lesser extent, BDI. So, but after several listens, while I still feel this this sort of detached feeling to the record, I have warmed to some of its tracks, especially the track Paper Crown, in which Gallagher channels his inner John Lennon, and also the track You Better Run, which bristles with a really nice punk energy that's rarely displayed on this album. The track Chinatown is also an interesting study, and ironically, while this track jumped out at me before any of the other tracks, it's really the only track on the album that Gallagher doesn't have a writing credit on, so I thought that was interesting. Even the opening track, which is called Wall of Glass, you know, with its super glossy production and its gospel nuances, it won me over, you know, by just by sheer force of will and personality. It really did. Lyrically, Gallagher hasn't changed much. I mean, he throws some not so subtle jabs, you know, at his brother Noel on this track called Bold, where he sings, "There's no love worth chasing yesterday." And Chasing Yesterday is the title of Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds' sophomore record. And on the same track, he repeats the line, "Lay It On Me," which is, you know, a less on-the-nose choice of words, but one that Gallagher himself has claimed deals to a degree with the tendency for people to lay Oasis's breakup at his feet, which according to him is completely unfounded. So take that however you want to take it, I guess, with a whole pound of salt, I guess. So, you know, reinventing the wheel is not really a priority on Liam Gallagher's agenda, as this record exemplifies. Anyone looking for challenging music, you know, or even the weighty swagger of Oasis or the sort of immediacy of BDI most likely will be dissatisfied with this first solo outing, especially just because Gallagher is and always has been one of British music's most sort of interesting figures. Hopefully he can make a solo album that's really worthy of his personality the next time around. And so I gave As You Were a rating of 5.5 out of 10. and for suggested listening, you should check out the tracks Chinatown and You Better Run. So I decided that for this week, this episode, my personal pick would be the Mastodon EP. I think that out of these three releases, that EP is probably has the most sort of crossover appeal when it comes to genres. I think a lot of people who don't necessarily dig metal could get into the Cold Dark Place EP because of its sort of, I don't want to say pop, but sort of, you know, pop rock tendencies. And it's certainly easier for somebody who's not into metal to wrap their head around than something like Primitive Man's album. But also, you know, if you're somebody who's not into the sort of glossy pop rock of Liam Gallagher's solo album, you know, Mastodon has just enough sort of chunk and edge, I'd say, you know, to sort of grab the attention of that kind of fan too. So my personal pick for this week would be the Cold Dark Place EP by Mastodon. So, all right, well, that is it for episode 11. Thank you guys for listening. This is Ryan for the Radio Live Transmission Podcast, and I will check up with you guys soon with episode 12. So thank you for listening and have a good night.